This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Jesse Kelly Show, let's have some fun on a Wednesday. It's hump day and you have made it. You're over halfway done with the week. Life is good, even though we're about to talk about something so incredibly dark. Yes, I am going to get to the JFK files. I will get to that. Don't worry. I'm not going to leave you hanging. We are going to discuss the judicial activism that is ongoing in the country, what we're up against. We have an eye-popping poll about the gaps between men, women, white, minority, educated. It's eye-popping out there. The American media told another outright lie. That'll go with that. All that. Emails. Daniel Turner's going to talk about natural gas next hour. And no, I'm not discussing producer Corey and his intestinal problems. All that and so much more coming up on the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I have to tell you something, though. And it's more of a, I'm preparing you for something that's about to happen. I'm about to make a prediction. And it's dark. And it's not going to be pleasant at all to hear. But it's on my mind. I can't get it off my mind. And recent events are only convincing me more and more and more that it's going to happen. So I just want to talk to you about it because it's on my mind. And maybe it's on your mind too. I don't know. But have you ever heard of Doge Quest? Probably not. But what is it? It's a website, you see. Tesla. You've heard of Tesla, of course. The car, Tesla. It's Elon Musk's company, Tesla. And Tesla is extremely advanced. I don't have one, but I have many friends who do. It's extremely advanced. Has all your info on it. One of my buddies has one, and when he pulls up, get this, when he pulls up to his garage, he doesn't have to press a button. The garage door just opens as his car is pulling up to it. It's that kind of advanced. So it's got all kinds of your data and things like that in there. All right, so Doge Quest, what does it do? It exposes the personal information. I'm talking about names, addresses, phone numbers of Tesla owners across the country. But it's actually way worse than that. You want to know what the little cursor on the screen is if you were to go to it? Website may be shut down by now. Hopefully it is. But the little cursor on the screen is a Molotov cocktail. Yes, a Molotov cocktail. Perhaps you've already heard or seen the number of arsons that have taken place and keyings of Teslas across the country. Communist after communist after communist after communist. They are seeing Teslas. They are walking towards them. And they are either lighting them on fire or they are pulling out their car keys and carving up the sides. Jewish producer Chris just told me the website is down by the grace of God, but it was a website that existed. Remember, Teslas record virtually everything, so by the grace of God, these Democrats, these communists who are committing these acts of vandalism, continue to be arrested. One guy lit one on fire in South Carolina, accidentally lit himself on fire as well, which is hilarious. He's arrested. Another Democrat in California just keyed one. He's arrested. But it's happening over and over and over and over and over again. They're attacking the car. Okay? This is evil. It's despicable, but trust me, it's about to get so much darker. In case you thought that wasn't that bad, it's about to get way darker. In fact, Caroline Leavitt from the White House today talked about
it. There's a website that's trying to dox Tesla owners across the country and saying they're only going to take down personal information when people show that they've sold their cars. What's the administration going to do about that?
I haven't seen that website, but we certainly think it's despicable, the violence that has taken place against Tesla, the company, its employees, and also just Americans who have chosen to drive an electric vehicle. Many of them are Democrats, by the way. Democrats were big supporters of Tesla and of electric vehicles until Elon Musk decided to vote for Donald Trump.
Okay. All right. We got it. Communists across the country are torching cars and keying vehicles. Okay. That's one thing. But let me ask you something. You know what? Forget about asking. Let me just tell you something. I'm an anti-communist. You know that. Many of you identify as anti-communists as well. If I were to find out that even one person, there's always one wingnut out there, but if I were to find out that 2-3 Jesse Kelly Show fans were keying the car of elected Democrats, you see some Joe Biden bumper sticker and you go key the car, I would be mortified. And not only would I be mortified, I would feel obligated to come on the air and say, as I've told you many times before, don't commit crimes. Don't commit acts of violence. You stay on the right side of the law. Don't do that. How many times have you heard me say that? A million times. If even 2 or 3 of you were out there keying or lighting on fire cars of communists in this country, I would feel a sense of obligation to come on the air and say, listen, it's me, Jesse Kelly. Stop doing that. That's a crime. It's dangerous. It's not your property. Leave people's things alone. This is what Democrats say. This is not a one-off. Across the country, you've heard things like this.
Saying on my phone, I don't know, some of you know this.
By the way, I'm sure you understand, you hear his stupid voice and know who that is, but that was the vice presidential nominee for President of the United States of America, Tim Walz.
Saying on my phone, I don't know, some of you know this on the iPhone, they've got that little stock app. I added Tesla to it to give me a little boost during the day. 225 and dropping. So, and if you own one, we're not blaming you. You can take dental floss.
I'm not going to let him finish. Here's an exchange between Scott Jennings on CNN and Neera Tanden. Maybe you're thinking Neera Tanden is just some wingnut. You should understand that Neera Tanden had a senior position in the Joe Biden White House. This is not some just crazy, kooky lady on the street corner. She, for the longest time, had the ear of the President of the United States of America. Scott Jennings brings up all these crimes. Listen to what Neera said.
The treatment of this guy is outrageous. These people who are doing this need to be found, put in jail, and made an example of. That's my point.
Anyone who commits violence against Tesla or Congress or anyone else should be put in jail, 1,000%. But that should not stifle dissent or opposition from Elon Musk.
Give it a little lip service. Give it a little both sides. Go ahead.
No, okay. So, John, we're so both sides here. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry to say that people are legitimately upset. They're legitimately upset at Elon Musk.
They're legitimately upset. They're upset. I saw somebody right before I came on the air. 5 minutes before I came on the air. I wish I'd screenshotted it so I could do it. Another Democrat commentator. If you're more upset about Teslas being burnt and vandalized than government employees being fired, you're crazy. So it's time to talk about my prediction. We'll rewind just a little bit first. You remember Steve Scalise, right? What happened? Congressional baseball game. A Bernie Sanders supporter, having been radicalized by the things he hears from the communists online, showed up and did the best he could to massacre a bunch of GOP members of Congress. Remember that? You remember Brett Kavanaugh? Brett Kavanaugh, he was the one they singled out as being one of the ones they could push around. And during all this Roe versus Wade stuff, an assassin hopped on a plane and flew from California and was actually caught outside, barely caught. He happened to be on the phone and his sister reported him, barely caught, not at the airport, outside of Brett Kavanaugh's home, ready to murder Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. I don't think I need to remind you that Donald Trump got shot in the head. An assassin planned, coordinated an assassination of Donald Trump, took a rooftop with a high-powered rifle 148 meters from Donald Trump's head and shot Donald Trump in the head. Shot him in the ear because Donald Trump moved his head, or right now, God only knows where we're at as a country. Oh, and by the way, then they tried to kill him again on the 12th hole of a golf course. Guys sitting there with body armor, rifle, optics, ready to rock and roll, ready to kill Donald Trump. So, where am I going with all this? Well, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you in a second. Before I tell you that, let me tell you this. Pain is not something you should live with. It's not. You shouldn't live with daily pain. You don't have to live with daily pain. You don't have to live with your knee hurting all the time. You know what I did today with my boys? You know what I did? I played pickleball with the boys. Did I win? Of course I won. Did my knee hurt? No, it didn't. Because every single day I take Relief Factor, a drug-free nutritional supplement. 100% drug-free, developed by doctors. What does it do? Well, why did my knee hurt? Inflammation. My body's trying to fight it. It knows it's inflamed. It needs some help. That's where Relief Factor comes in. Relief Factor, the longer you take it, the better it works. They're so confident it will take your pain away. 3 weeks of it is $19.95. They call it a quick start. Just try it for 3 weeks. If you feel the same, don't order anymore. There's a reason almost everyone orders more. Stuff is freaking miraculous. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. Take that pain out of your life. Now, time for my prediction. Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Yes, I'll get to the JFK files stuff and the judicial stuff and some emails and all kinds of stuff in a little bit, but I have to own up to this prediction. It's ugly. I admit that. It's dark, but here it is. I just laid everything out for you. The burning of the Teslas, the attempted assassinations of Brett Kavanaugh, Donald Trump multiple times, the shooting of Steve Scalise. Today, they caught some nut job firing a gun in front of the CIA. Combining those incidents with the fact that Democrat politicians and Democrats on the news will not discourage these actions. If anything, they encourage these actions. So I believe we are going to see a Republican assassinated. There it is. And I don't mean 10 years from now. And I pray to God I am wrong. But I think what we have right now, when you take into account the violence we've already seen, the encouragement they're getting from their politicians and media people, when you take into account their desperation,
desperation's quite a thing. I believe we are going to see a Republican assassinated. And in the wake of these JFK files, I'll be honest with you, I woke up today thinking about it. That's why I wanted to talk to you about it. Because I wasn't alive when JFK got killed. Obviously, it was the 60s. But I know many people who were. And I was alive for 9/11. I have told you before several times the story of where I was. Everyone who was alive and old enough for 9/11 can tell you the story of where they were, because the day was so awful and so heavy. I've been now to the 9/11 Memorial Museum in New York City. I've been there twice. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable the job they did on that. Highly recommend. I think you should go to New York City just to see that. Both times I was in there, I almost got choked up. But why? 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago. Why? Because the emotions of that day. Well, people who were alive, Democrat and Republican, it wasn't partisan, who were alive for the JFK assassination, every single one I've ever talked to can tell you that exact same story about that day. The taking out of any politician or political figure, high up political figure, what it does is it shakes and shatters your belief system about the country you live in. You, me, we love to convince ourselves that we live in a more civilized country. We don't, look, this isn't Russia, right? We don't do things, and we love to convince ourselves that all this crazy, assassinating political figures, that's something that happens overseas. This isn't China. This is America. And then one day you wake up and it happens here. And again, I wasn't alive, so I can't personally testify to it. But the assassination of JFK shook people to their core. That doesn't happen here. America? What? No. How? That can't. And I believe that day is coming again. All the ingredients are there. Missed assassination after missed assassination after missed assassination over and over and over and over again. Combining that with the rabid, demonic anti-humanism of Democrats anyway, combine that with the fact Democrat after Democrat after Democrat will refuse once again to try to talk their people down off the ledge. Again, I'll make the point. If Republicans, anti-communists, listeners of my show or not, were out there hurting communists, vandalizing cars, doing things like that, you would hear from me on it immediately. I would feel obligated to come on and say, stop, stop. Don't hurt anybody. Don't vandalize anything. You get on the right side of the law. Have you heard a single Democrat condemn what's happening? One. I'll settle for one. No, you haven't. Because violence is not what the communist does. Violence is who he is. It is woven into him. And Democrat elites, like the politicians and members of the media, they understand that the street animals, who of course will be doing the killing, they understand that there's a benefit in having your street animals physically intimidate your opponents, and that's why they never talk down to them. That's why they never talk them off the ledge. That's why there's never outright condemnation. That's why Joe Biden himself was asked in a presidential debate about Antifa, the violent terrorist group that has murdered people across this country. Joe Biden, the best he could mutter was, Antifa's just an idea. That was the man who was the president. The elites at the top of the communist support system in this country, they want their street animals to commit acts of violence. Their street animals know this. The street animals are oftentimes mentally ill, degenerate losers with nothing to live for. They've already been committing acts of violence. The people keying Teslas and burning Teslas, they're not all, by the way, these vile little monsters. Some of these guys are like college professors and older professionals. If you are a Republican elected representative, even member of the media, keep your head on a swivel out there, because I believe someone's going to be assassinated. There you go. Hope I'm wrong. Now, speaking of that, let's talk about JFK and the files. Let's talk about Pure Talk, though. Let's talk about American jobs. That's something that's very popular to talk about now. American jobs, American workers, America first, America this. But Pure Talk didn't wait until Donald Trump got elected president before they started opening up American jobs. You know, you see all these tech companies now. We're going to hire Americans. Pure Talk was doing that before it was cool. Aren't you tired of getting a hold of people on the phone? One, they're rude. Two, they don't speak English. Isn't that awful? Pure Talk, they provide the same network of Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile. They're on the same 5G network. So the coverage is outstanding. You can save a fortune. My bill got cut in half. If you switch now, you save an additional 50% on your first month. And when you switch right now, you'll speak to an American. Dial pound 250 and say Jesse Kelly. Pound 250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. We will get to the judges, and I'm going to get to the JFK stuff here in a moment. I just gave you some heavy news, so I might as well give you something that I think you will like, even though it's kind of a long tease, but I'm going to give you something that I think you'll like. You know, I wrote the Anti-Communist Manifesto, and I've told you before many times, I hate writing. I'm not an author. I despise it. How much normal people hate speaking in front of people, that's how much I hate writing. I can't explain it. I hate it. An opportunity to write the Anti-Communist Manifesto was presented to me by my buddy Chris Balfe. He said, I think you could write this book and write it well. I loved it so much. My friend Nick Rizzuto and I got together and we wrote the Anti-Communist Manifesto. I am not going to be one of these people, I am sorry, that puts out a book a year and I have all these 20 Jesse Kelly books on the bookshelf. That's never, ever, ever going to happen. I'm sorry. I don't like writing. I don't like it. That was the one book I wanted to write. And I am thrilled that you love it. I can't believe it was a national bestseller and the Wall Street Journal bestsellers list and all this. If you buy a new one now, it actually says national bestseller on it. It's crazy to me that you liked it, that it was any good. I like that. I have heard your pleas by email of please write another book, please write another book. That's not going to happen. You know, you never say never, but as of right now, that's not going to happen. So I'm not going to tell you I'm writing another book. I am not. However, there has been something on my mind, and it was on my mind when I was writing the Anti-Communist Manifesto with Nick. There has been something on my mind. I had another chapter on my mind, but I couldn't quite put it into words. I know that kind of sounds stupid because I talk for a living. I talk for a living, but I couldn't get it out of my brain and on paper. What I wanted to say, that has changed. In fact, it changed last weekend. I now know what I wanted to say. So there, now, all I'm telling you is this. I'm not writing another book. I am writing another chapter. I don't know how I will get this other chapter in your hands, but I promise you this. I'm not going to make you have to buy the book to get another chapter. I'm not. Look, you want all the other chapters, you got to buy the book. It's fine. But I'm not going to make you buy the book to get the other chapter. I have no idea how I'm going to get it in your hands, but I will find a way to get it in your hands. It's just in the beginning of it. I don't think I have two paragraphs done, so don't think I'm going to come on here tomorrow and say it's done. It's not going to be that way, but it's coming. There's something I can't get off of my mind, and I want to write it down. So there. For those of you who loved it, I'm thrilled. You got another one coming. Those of you, maybe you didn't want to buy it or something like that, I'll find a way to get a free one in your hands, at least a free chapter of it. But there will be an an addendum. Is it count as an addendum, Chris? An addendum? An addendum to the anti-communist manifesto. What am I asking Chris for? Corey, well, is addendum the word I'm looking for? Thanks, Corey. I trust you, not Chris. What, Chris? Honestly, Chris, would you trust you? I don't think you would. I know you went to community college, but it wasn't accredited like mine was, Chris. I have almost 3 years of credits. How many do you have? Not that many. Okay, the JFK files. I told you I wasn't going to dwell on it a lot. I didn't dwell on it a lot last night. All I told you basically was I'm thrilled Donald Trump opened the books. Now, there's been a little tidbit here and a little tidbit there. But if you were listening to the Jesse Kelly Show for any length of time, you weren't shocked by anything you found out since the JFK files have been revealed, because the Oracle told you all this. Would you like an example? This is me from September of 2020, 5 years ago. This was me on the air.
They want Castro dead. If you want somebody killed in a place they're familiar with, it's probably not a bad idea to get a hold of the American Mafia. They did. They got a hold of people like Sam Giancana, Santo Trafficante, who was the head of the Florida mob, and Carlos Marcello, and others, I'm sure. This is just, I can only hit the 30,000-foot view because they weren't taking meeting minutes when the American CIA was meeting with the mob. Help us kill Castro. There was a connection there, a big-time connection there. We're going to set that aside for a moment. Back to the assassination. It is a common thing for the mafia to use a borderline insane person as a patsy to murder somebody else. They did it when they killed Joe Colombo. The mob killed Joe Colombo. It was an actual insane black dude who pulled the trigger. This is what they do. Apparently it was something they perfected in Sicily. Lee Harvey Oswald pulls the trigger. And then, miraculously, and I realize we're in the rumor area here, but come on. Lee Harvey Oswald pulls the trigger and then gets killed by a mafia-connected Jack Ruby while being transferred. You really expect me to believe that? And Jack Ruby, who'd spent his life as a mafia hanger-on, a mafia wannabe, a mafia-connected guy, just stands up and says, "I was just overwhelmed with patriotism. Get serious." I'll never believe that in a million years. Now we bring in the part where people say the CIA helped the mob do it because JFK was talking about breaking up the CIA after the failed Bay of Pigs things. That's where JFK dropped that famous line, "I'm going to break the CIA into 1,000 pieces and scatter them to the winds." I don't know about that. I do know this. As somebody who geeks out on mafia history and I've read every biography you can possibly get your hands on, I obviously don't have documentation, but there is a mountain of evidence the mafia was involved in the killing of John F. Kennedy.
And it wasn't 80,000. This is me, modern day. And I think it was about 63,000 and change documents they dropped out there. Almost all of it was stuff we had seen before, stuff we had known before. Really, the only new information were some names that we didn't know, names that had been previously redacted, meaning Cuban names, people in Cuba and Cuba intelligence guys, Americans who were working with this group or that group who had their names protected and now their family members may be embarrassed. There weren't any groundbreaking revelations, except if you comb through the documents, at least from what I've been able to comb through and people I've talked to, it looks like the Soviet connection, which a lot of people for a long time thought the Soviets did it. It looks like that really wasn't there. The KGB, they were a little weirded out by Oswald. Apparently he wanted to meet with them, right? He met with them, but they were all, it's kind of a weirdo. When he went to the Soviet Union to snatch up a wife, they kept a close eye on him. Doesn't look like it was a KGB thing. If you read the documents and do any reading between the lines, it'd be hard to argue that the CIA either didn't know or didn't participate. And I don't know. We're never going to know. Did they organize and pay for it? I don't know. Were they just so stupid? Because that's another thing we learned, I guess, kind of learned. They knew about him. They were well aware of Lee Harvey Oswald. They were aware that, hey, this guy, why is he traveling to the Soviet Union? What's going on with this guy? They were aware of him. They were aware, contrary to popular opinion, that he was not some moron. I believe his IQ was 118. I mean, he's a smart individual. They were aware of him. Were they so aware that they recruited him? Were they so aware that they recruited him through the mob? I don't know. I don't know. But it's the Jack Ruby thing that's always convinced me. The Dallas area strip club owner who used to be a leg breaker for Meyer Lansky just so happens to find out when he's being transferred and shows up to murder him. Come on. Anyway, let's move on and talk about some judges. But let's do some emails first. Also, I hope I didn't tear open any old wounds for you about 9/11 when I brought it up last segment. I say that because I kind of did for me. I wasn't expecting to go there, and then I went there, and it was a bit of a gut punch. But as horrible, as unbelievably horrible as that day was, there were some great things that rose out of it. Heroes arose. That's where we got Tunnel to Towers from. The organization that now takes care of fallen first responder families, Gold Star families. That was a rarity back in the day. Now, Tunnel to Towers? Remember that NYPD cop, Diller, got assassinated? Tunnel to Towers stepped in, paid off his home for his wife and his child he left behind. Tunnel to Towers does incredible things. And they've never asked for anything but $11 a month. That's it. You sign up to give it automatically. Just hit repeat. You'll never know it's gone. Taking care of widows and orphans, as we are commanded to do. Go to T2T.org. That's the number two. T2T.org. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday. Oh, Friday. It's a Wednesday. It's not a Friday. What's wrong with you, Chris? I can't believe you told me it was Friday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Love, hate, death threats. Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All right, let's do a couple emails, shall we? Jesse, eye-opening discussion last night on the conservative Supreme Court Justice Holmes, Kavanaugh, being surrounded by communist protesters. Suggest you contact Cash Patel, Dan Bongino about providing fully armed security 24/7 to those justices' homes. Well, like we talked about last night, just because the assassination attempt of Brett Kavanaugh failed doesn't mean that it was a failure. Do you notice how pacified the Supreme Court has been since Roe versus Wade got overturned? You know what I talked about in the opening? About all the violence leftists are committing right now across the country, the levels of desperation, the rhetoric that's only getting worse and worse from Democrat politicians, Democrat media members. You know all this. You think the Supreme Court justices don't know all this? Do you think the communists commit acts of street violence for no reason at all? Why would they encourage that? Why would Democrats in the media, Democrat politicians, why wouldn't you come out and just say, hey, please stop burning Teslas? Hey, please stop with the violence. But why won't any of them say that? Because it provides an advantage. The threat of violence, intimidation provides an advantage. I'll tell you something. Have you ever heard, I'm sure you probably have, have you ever heard the internet rumors about the Clinton body count? It's always about the Clinton family, Hillary and Bill, and it's always, some of it's true, some of it's not. I mean, as far as the people close to them dying, it's always to some extent of this person close to the Clintons was killed. The Clintons, the idea behind it is the Clintons are killing all these people. That's kind of the internet rumor portion of the Clinton body count stuff. I've argued this a million times. And I'll tell you what, I promise you I'm right. I bet you Hillary loves it. I bet you she loves it. Think about it. Think about this. What if it's completely not true? What if they have never harmed a fly? This got twisted around and that got... Just stay with me. Don't send me your email yelling at me. Just stay with me. What if none of it's true? They're the most pacifist, kindest people in the world. They've never hurt a fly. If you're Hillary Clinton, if you're a politician, if you're a power broker out there, you're trying to move and shake and get more power and money for yourself. Does it help you or hurt you if the people you deal with have in the back of their mind, oh man, she might murder me? What's that great Al Capone line? You can get further with a kind word and a gun than you can with just a kind word. The threat of violence, the threat of physical violence, I don't do this, by the way. I don't want you to do this. It is a tremendous advantage. It's a tremendous advantage in your life. Communists understand that. They always have. They always will. That's why they don't condemn their street animals and all the violence they commit. Because they know it helps. When Chuck Schumer, you remember, when Chuck Schumer got up and he gave that speech about, hey, Justice Kavanaugh, you will reap the whirlwind. And everyone got mad, and I got mad, and you got mad that he's whipping up violence. Well, Chuck Schumer knew exactly what he was doing. He knew. He knew when he said that there was a chance some communist street animal would do exactly what one did and try to murder one of them. But if you're a soulless monster like Chuck Schumer, where's the negative in that for you? Let's say the worst happened and you're Chuck Schumer. Let's say the worst happened and that assassin had been successful killing Brett Kavanaugh. Would that bother Chuck Schumer? These people are soulless monsters. He wouldn't lose a minute of sleep if that guy had actually killed Brett Kavanaugh. So that's not a loss. But what if it failed the way it did? Did that hurt Chuck Schumer? Amy Coney Barrett has been like a little puppy dog for the left ever since that whole assassination attempt. Like an obedient little puppy dog doing whatever she's told. Did it hurt him at all? The constant threat of violence from communists is on purpose. And they know that's what they're supposed to do. That's why you can't find a single one on TV or elected office that will come out and tell their people, stand down. No more. No more King Teslas. Stand down. No more. I don't want to hear about any more violence. That's an easy thing to say. And that's something you would expect your politicians to say. I would say it. Yet nobody on the left ends up saying it. Instead, they're creating websites where you can find the name and address of people who own a Tesla. How many times have you seen, we've had this discussion before, it's happened to me a million times. How many times have you seen online or even on person when there's a political argument with a communist? How many times have you seen, hey, someone find this guy's address. Let's get his address. Someone get this guy's address. Well, what's the meaning behind that? Why? Well, the why is we are going to come to your home and hurt you, or in the very least, we want you to think we might come to your home and hurt you, so you better mind your P's and Q's. All this swatting they've been doing, getting SWAT teams hauled to people's homes, you know something else they do with it? James White, I believe he was an Alex Jones producer who got killed. He was Alex Jones, right, Chris? He was an Alex Jones producer. Someone killed him. Did you know American communists, as we speak, are sending pizza deliveries to people's homes and the delivery is for James White? What are they saying? Be careful. I'll hurt you. Violence is not what the communist does. It is who he is. It is woven into him. And that brings us to Justice Roberts and where we are as a country. Next.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.